Do you love your life as a small business owner? Let's be real, sometimes we just don't. It's my hope that this, the My Daily Business podcast, helps you regain a little of that lost love through practical, actionable tips, tools, and tactics, interviews with creative and curious small business owners, and in-depth coaching episodes with me, your host, Fiona Kalacki. With more than 20 years experience in marketing, brand, content, and systems, and having now helped thousands of small business owners, I know what it takes to build a business that you can be proud of and that actually aligns with your values, your beliefs, and your hopes for the future. So much of our daily life is spent working on and in the businesses and the brands that we are creating. And so it makes sense to actually love what you do. So let's get into this podcast and help you figure out how to love your business and your life on the daily. Hello and welcome to episode 543 of the My Daily Business podcast. Today, it's a quick tip episode, and it's really where I share a tip, tool, or tactic that you can implement immediately. And I use these all the time, so much so that I was kind of surprised I haven't actually done an episode on this in 543 episodes. But, you know, better late than never. Before we get stuck in, I want to let you know that group coaching is open. If you would like to apply, you can head on over to mydailybusiness.com/group coaching and we will be in touch with you. This kicks off at the end of September and I can't wait to see the group that we pull together for the next 12 months. And it's always just such a delight to see these people come together as relatively like strangers and then become these people that you can rely on, you can ask questions, you can network, you can vent to, you can ask to celebrate your wins and, you know, be there for your challenges and all the other things. And you also get time one-on-one with me. You get access to all our courses and we meet every 2 weeks as a group for an entire year. If you would like to take part, jump on over to mydailybusiness.com/group coaching. Before we jump in, I want to, of course, acknowledge where I'm coming from and acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of these beautiful lands. And for me, that is the Wawarong and Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And I pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded. All right, let's get into today's quick tip episode. So today I am talking about some quick things that I do because I'm all about trying to make things happen quickly, not necessarily in like this hustle way. I've always been very anti-hustle, but in terms of just smart, like playing your day smarter so you actually have more time for other things outside of work as well. And so I have a lot of 2-minute habits. And honestly, by the end of this episode, you, if you haven't already, you are going to have some seriously very simple tools and habits that will make you feel way more in control and just more prepared for, you know, whatever comes up in your business. So let's jump in. And I should say these are small and quick, but the thing that I've discovered about these kind of micro habits is they're like dominoes. Like you tip one over and suddenly everything else kind of starts falling into place in a really lovely way. So the first thing, and these are just in no particular order, but the first thing is kind of like your daily to-do list or power list or whatever you want to call it. So every single morning I sit down and I write out 3 or max like 5, but usually I try and keep it to 3 things that absolutely have to happen that day. So it's not everything I could possibly do. And I put these in 2 different colors. So the first 3 tasks are in like green, and then I use a black or blue pen to write the rest of the tasks. So basically I'm not writing out every single thing I could possibly do, but I am writing out the things that absolutely have to get done, like the essentials that will make me feel like I've actually moved forward. And it's not a typical kind of to-do list. Like I said, there's different colors, first of all, but it's more strategic. I'm asking myself, like, literally, if I only accomplish the top 3 things, will I still feel good about how I've spent my time? And usually the answer is yes. And also, if it's no, then maybe I add a 4th or 5th thing and that's it. I cut it off at 5 always. But it really helps me cut through all the noise and really focus on what actually matters. And that whole process literally takes like, I don't know, 60 seconds, 90 seconds. I'm giving myself a bit of a buffer by calling it a 2-minute habit, but it's really about giving myself a roadmap, a direction, you know, whatever you want to call it, rather than just randomly kind of wandering around and hoping that I'll end up somewhere good. And this is particularly the case on, say, Mondays when I don't talk to clients, or Wednesdays. I mean, I don't really do it for Wednesday because I have the day off. But if it's a day where I'm not talking to clients and I'm not going through, like, as per my calendar meetings, those are the days sometimes where I can get really off track. So that is where I need my to-do list more than ever. So this is this idea. You put it together. It doesn't take long. And you have this incredible feeling of satisfaction, because when you look at that short list at the end of the day, you can just literally tick off those top three or those top five things and know that you got through the stuff that mattered the most. Another kind of 2-minute thing that I do a lot, and I have talked about this particular one before, but that is kind of a 2-minute desk reset. Now, it may be that you're working in a physical store or a studio, or it could be like me, you have an office that you're working from. But I have done this for years now, and honestly, it has been so powerful. Like, I literally spend a few minutes either at the start of my day, if I've kind of, you know, come in from the weekend, or maybe I've been doing something, or the end of my day, and I will just make sure that I'm putting my desk back together. So if I have papers out, they're either filed or put in the bin, or really, I usually put them in the fireplace so that at least the paper can be repurposed in some way. Or I'm putting pens back in my little pen jar. Or if I've had like a box of matches out because I had candles on or something, I put the matches in my top drawer. You know, just really making sure that anything that I've used that I don't need is put away, and I'm clearing off any kind of random stuff that's kind of accumulated throughout the day. Now, even if you're not a super organized person, and maybe you're listening to this thinking, ah, my gosh, I don't even know where to start. My desk's in such a mess. You can start in short bursts. Maybe it's like, okay, on Monday, I'm going to tidy up that part after work, on Tuesday, this part, until you get to a point where it feels clean and clear and allows you to then come in and feel clean and clear yourself as well. Like, when your physical space feels intentional, then your mental space kind of follows suit. And it's like when I'm cleaning up and I tidy up this little desk, it's creating a little sanctuary where I can actually come in and think clearly, and I don't have to start my day by just tidying up. I don't feel cluttered. I don't feel claustrophobic. And the timing matters, because when I do it at the end of the day, like, I'm essentially setting myself up for, you know, future Fiona or tomorrow me for success. When I do it at the beginning, if that happens, which is not as common, but it immediately then says, you are getting down to work. This is what's happening. And you're stepping into a more focused place and a more focused then headspace. But either way, the 2 minutes pay dividends for hours afterwards. The third thing that is sort of really quick and easy to do, and I started doing this maybe 6 years ago properly, and it may not sound like something to do with business, but honestly, just hear me out. So, making your bed. And it might sound like something maybe your parents kind of nagged you about, or your partner or whatever. But I make my bed every single morning, or my husband makes a bed. We have kind of a rule, whoever got out of bed last makes the bed. And it has nothing to do with necessarily keeping this tidy house. It's about kind of this cycle of, you know, when you come home after a long day, or maybe you've been running around, you're dealing with kids, whatever it is, you are handling a million different things. And then at least you know when you come into your bedroom that it's set up ready for you to truly rest and give yourself that permission. And it's not like another thing at the end of the day that you need to do. It's like, it's done, it's ready. It's just sort of welcoming you in. And there's something almost, I don't know, ceremonial about it. Like, I'm creating this space that says, this is where you get to recharge. This is where you can lay down and, like, literally rest and take a break, or switch off, or read some fiction, or do something else, or just breathe and just have that mental down space. And so for me, it has helped immensely. And I also think for my husband, it has helped. And now I've noticed my 12-year-old is starting to do this without being asked every single morning. And every time I pass by, I'm like, wow, your bed's already made. It's already setting you up for the future. Another 2-minute hack or habit, or maybe both, is this kind of transition breath. Now, if you've ever come to a workshop, if you've ever done coaching with me, you will be familiar with this. And this has been game changing. This is the concept of just really before any meeting, or when I'm switching from like one part of my day to another, I take a couple of minutes to just breathe deeply, and literally, like, usually 1 minute often. And it's not anything complicated. You just literally take 5 really intentional breaths, and I focus on just letting everything from whatever I've dealt with to this point just go. So if I've been rushed, or maybe, I don't know, somebody said something in the morning, or I don't know, I was watching the news or whatever, I have to get myself into a headspace to be the best person I can for people who are paying me to show up and do coaching or workshops or whatever else I'm doing, speaking gigs. And so it's about just letting go of stuff and preparing myself to be fully in the moment, fully present for whatever's coming next. And I think we can all relate to those times when like you're physically somewhere, but your mind is just back, I don't know, with the guy who cut you off in the traffic or, you know, back through a conversation that you had with, I don't know, one of the school mums or something else. And that breathing, it just completely eliminates it. It's like I'm consciously choosing to close one chapter and open the next one instead of just rushing from thing to thing. So it's just even 60 seconds, 2 minutes of deep breathing can do wonders. And then the last one, which again might sound a bit strange, but this has been such a confidence booster and it is really simple. In my top drawer of my desk, and again, you could keep it, you know, in your bag, you could keep it wherever, I have a little kind of emergency kit and it is tinted lip balm. It is a small hairbrush. It is this amazing Trini, God, I should be sponsored by them, but this Trini, I don't know what the cream is called. I should find out, but it's like a cream that has like a tiny bit of tinted like color in it and a little bit perfume. And then when I'm rushing between things, maybe I've literally just come back. Often I do this. I come back from walking the dog and then I have a video meeting in like 3 minutes. Or, you know, somebody says, oh, can I just jump on a call about this speaking gig we've got coming up? I can literally refresh myself and my face and everything else in about 20 seconds. And it makes me really confident and ready to show up. I also actually have a couple of pairs of glasses in there. I've done that so often in like 6 a.m. calls or when I have to be on a call really early in the morning and I've got like puffy eyes and everything else. And it's not about vanity. It's not about trying to look perfect. Like I'm very low key in that regard, but it's about having this quick ritual that just shifts me from frazzled and, you know, or I've just woke up or I've just, you know, got the dog sorted or whatever, to this professional who's ready to have an important conversation. And the whole thing takes less time than honestly it would take to worry about how I look. And it just makes me feel like I'm done, I'm ready. If you are listening to this and you fall into the camp of somebody who would usually like maybe wear makeup or something, just having a tinted moisturizer and a tinted lip balm, honestly, I use like a Nivea one. It is like red pinkish. And so many times people are like, oh, I love your lipstick. I'm like, it is literally the, you know, a really cheap Nivea lip balm, but it just gives you a bit of a boost. Also, the lip balm doubles as a bit of a blush if you need it. So all of these things that I've mentioned, they are very tiny. They are small habits, but they create this kind of ripple effect throughout the entire day. Like if you start with intention by making your bed and then writing your list or going through the list that you've written before, you're already operating from a more grounded space. You're already operating from a space of I'm being intentional. And then when you take those transition breaths, then you're more likely to show up more present in your meetings. You're being intentional again. And then when you stop and make your workspace clear at the end of the day, then your thinking stays clear too. And it's like every small thing is then sending a message to yourself that you're someone who takes care of things. You're someone who's intentional about how they're moving through the world. And then your brain starts to kind of believe that and then act accordingly. I know that sounds a bit woo-woo, but I really do think that you know that. You can feel it on those days when you're like frazzled and there's no space in between. You have to be intentional and make that space. That whole really incredible Viktor Frankl quote around between stimulus and response, there's always a chance to pause. I think we forget that in our day-to-day and these sort of two-minute habits can really allow you to stop and pause. If you're listening to this and thinking you need that in your life, then just pick one of those habits. Like don't overwhelm yourself by trying to implement all of them, but just choose one that maybe resonated the most, where you're like, I'm going to start making my bed, or I am going to get myself a little emergency kit. And maybe that emergency kit isn't in your desk drawer like me. Maybe it goes in your handbag or it goes in your laptop bag. And you know, for the people out there who don't wear makeup, then maybe it's something else that you feel good in. Maybe it's just a bit of a, I don't know, deodorant spray or something like a little comb or something that's going to just make you feel fresh and done. Maybe it's like a packet of mints, just feeling like my breath smells, I feel good, all of that. I wear perfume even though I'm online. So I often wear perfume to go to work, even though the work is in my office, in my house, and I'm online, so no one can smell me, but I feel like I smell nice. So this is the power of the tiny habits. They're so small, there's really no excuse not to try them. And the simplicity is part of the power. These little actions can completely transform how you experience your day, how you experience yourself. And so thank you for listening. If you found this useful, you can check out the show notes at mydailybusiness.com/podcast. And I'd love to know if you have a 2-minute habit or like a tiny habit that has helped you. You can always jump on over to Instagram or TikTok and send me a DM. I'm just at mydailybusiness_ on Instagram or mydailybusiness on TikTok. And again, if you're interested in group coaching, head on over to mydailybusiness.com/group coaching. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to the My Daily Business podcast. For a range of tools to help you grow and start your business, including coaching programs, courses, and templates, check out our shop at mydailybusiness.com/shop. And if you want to get in touch, you can do that via email, hello@mydailybusiness.com, or you can hit us up on Instagram at mydailybusiness_. You can find us on TikTok at mydailybusiness, or find me, Fiona Kalacki, on LinkedIn. I look forward to connecting.